I want you to receive a good blessing from this message. The Lord has set on my heart for a long time. I want to deliver my soul this morning about the power of salvation. I think about our favorite verse, one of them that we memorize. For God so loved the world, St. John 3:16, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through the world they might be saved. Do you know that God loves you and he wants you to be saved? He wants you to make it to heaven. You know, I'm sad that there's a hell, but I know that's God's way. And so we accept that people that don't get saved are going to go to hell. And I'm sad about that, but I know that God made a way out that you don't have to go to hell. And we don't hear a lot about hell, and we want to focus on salvation. But I really want you to encourage you to realize if we do not get born again here, if we do not get saved, we will go to that awful place. It's very important. I have a real inspiration about the joy of salvation. You know, sometimes before we get saved, the enemy will try to say, oh, it's a hard way. You got to give up so much and all that. And the Lord gives you so much joy and so much happiness. We can testify of that because we were saved at 18. And I'm telling you, it's been the most wonderful life. I don't have any complaints. And you say, well, have you had any problems? Yes, but God has always delivered me. He's always helped me. And, you know, I just thank the Lord. I'd like to turn to Isaiah, first of all. And in the 12th chapter, it says, in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. And then it says in the second verse, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things that is known in all the earth. You know, the Lord wants us to praise him and sing and shout. Did you ever think about why we come into the service and we sing a lot? We sing a lot first because we're inviting the presence of the Lord. We're inviting the presence of the Lord to be with us. And, you know, this is why we sing and we worship him. We're worshiping him. I think of some of the beautiful songs that I've known in my life. And one song, it says, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I know some of you know that. I worship you. I love you. I love to sing songs around the house, sing to the Lord or in the car or whatever. Dear ones, we got to remember that we've got to rejoice in our salvation. We got to be happy. We can't let the enemy depress us or discourage us or cause us to give up in any way. We don't want to do that. I know some have given up, but if you have given up, you can come back to God. You know, sometimes we're all human. We make mistakes. We have problems. The devil comes after us. But praise God, the Lord said, greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. And the Lord is greater. He's powerful. He's wonderful. He's to be praised. I just want to encourage you today to get the joy out of your salvation. Remember how powerful it is. You know, it's powerful to be saved. Powerful. There's great power in the blood of Jesus. You know, when I got saved, it's just amazing. I look back over my life, like the song, it says, I just look back over and I see how his wide arms of mercy held me. And the power of the blood and the power to keep you saved from sin, 50 years or 70 or how long you live, you know, the power of God is so great. It's so great. Oh, I praise him today. I thank the Lord for his power. I'd like to turn over to St. John. It says here, in the 7th chapter, he that believeth on me, on the scripture has said, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. This is another thing in Acts. And the Lord poured out the Holy Spirit on and gives us the Holy Spirit to be in us. The anointing is in us. The Holy Ghost is in us. And it's powerful. When you have a calling from God, God gives you the Holy Ghost to work with you and to pray for the sick and everything. The Holy Ghost is inside of you, and it keeps you from the world. It keeps you from the evil in the world. It keeps you from everything, praise God. Oh, I just thank the Lord today for the joy of salvation. It's wonderful. It says, and it's just wonderful. In Hebrews 7:25, we want to read a little bit here. It says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for him. The Lord can save to the uttermost. It says, for such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. You know, Jesus didn't deserve to die. He died for us because he wanted us to be saved. He gave his blood freely. He gave his body freely. He could have called angels. I looked up that once. It was an innumerable number of angels that Jesus could have called. He could have been delivered by God, but he gave his life for us that we could be saved. And there is power in the blood. And you know, in some of the churches, they want to get rid of the songs that they say blood and all that. But you know, there's power in the blood. We don't want to ever get rid of those songs. Jesus' blood, he didn't die in vain. And people say, I can't live free from sin. What did Jesus die for? He died that we could live free from sin. He shed his blood that we can live free from sin. And the power of that helps us to stay live free from sin, praise God. And that says, you know, in Hebrews here, 7:25, we'll read a little bit more. Who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. So, you know, the Lord, he didn't have to continually put animals all the time. When Jesus died, it was over. Jesus was that one perfect sacrifice, praise God. That one perfect sacrifice. Oh, I thank the Lord today. Over here at Hebrews 9, we want to read a little bit. And the fourth verse of the 10th chapter. For it is not possible but that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. And then it goes on to say, in the 10th verse, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. There is a full salvation. We get saved, we get baptized, and you know that water doesn't save us. We're already saved. It's a testimony that we are buried with Jesus and we come out. We're going to live for God the rest of our lives. And then go on to sanctification. Enjoy. Come over to Canaan land. Enjoy the Holy Spirit in your life. Enjoy how, you know, God wants us to be joyful. It's not a, oh, I've got all these problems. And yeah, we have problems. But, you know, Jesus lifts us up. He lifts us up above all those problems. And just to think that we're going to get to go someday, that just gives us so much joy and so much happiness and just fills our soul. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to be happy in the Lord. And I don't want to be a sad Christian. I don't want to go down and I don't want to be sad. You know, I was thinking about the scriptures talks about fasting. I said, you know, not to sound a trumpet, not to tell people you're sometimes you have to if they're pushing the food on you or something. But you know what I'm trying to say? You fast to the Lord. And you're not trying to sound a trumpet that you're doing this or you're trying to be so right. You know, that's not the purpose. It is to get close to the Lord. It's to get an answer. And, you know, we don't do that. We don't do that for you know, God forbid. We don't do it for that reason. We do it to get closer to the Lord. Just recently, the Lord gave me a thought about Enoch. Enoch was translated because he walked with God. He got so close to God that the Lord translated him. I mean, he just... But you might say to this world, he disappeared. He just was translated, and he didn't have to be buried in the ground. He didn't have to die. He was translated because Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. I believe it was he was around 400 years old or something. You know, they lived a lot longer then. But you know, he was the grandfather of Noah. Was the grandfather or great-grandfather? But anyway, no, it's just... The lineage of that family was just amazing. But you know, God translated him. And I was thinking, every one of us here this morning can get closer to God. I mean, I can get closer to God. We all can get closer to God. I'm preaching this right back at me. You know, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I've challenged myself to pray more and seek the Lord. And I want to be as close to the Lord as I can. I want God to be pleased with me. You know, the Lord can help you, dear ones, to enjoy your salvation. There is so much power in it. There's just so much power in it. I don't know. I know we know that, but let's just think about it today. How much power in the blood of Jesus? How much power was it to save us and change us? And it says here in the 16th verse, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." You know, sometimes Jesus, he saves us from sin, but yet we want to think about it. We want to think, oh, Lord, I just didn't, you know, we try to tell ourselves bad things. Sometimes the devil tries to come and accuse us, and, well, you know what you did in sin. I'm saying maybe if you're recently saved, try to discourage you. But you know what Jesus said? When he saves your soul, he remembers it no more. So we don't need to be remembering it and thinking about it and thinking, except for praising him, but not to make ourselves feel bad and make us, you know, we can start a fresh new day. I think about this, the scripture that says his mercies are new every single morning. And his mercy, every single morning, we can start over. We can just be a different person in every way. God can lead us to a higher ground. God wants to lead us to higher ground. He does. And it says here, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. You know, we don't want to be bold in the wrong way, but we want to be bold when it comes to getting what God wants us to have. The Lord says that, be bold against the enemy. That's how we're going to be, in the name of Jesus. I think sometimes people let the, you know, they say, well, the devil's telling me this and the devil's telling me, don't listen to the devil. Listen to God. You know, he doesn't care about you and I. He wants to destroy us. So when he comes in like, what's it said? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. That has happened to me in my life so many times. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Praise God. Are you saved today? Are you enjoying your salvation? Or do you need to be saved? Whatever, you know. It seems like I'm just really want to encourage you today to enjoy your salvation. And realize how much power the blood of Jesus has. You do not have to have habits. You do not have to be unforgiving to people. You do not have to have habits that's wrong. You can be self-controlled by the grace of God. There's a little song years ago that I have with my children. But self-control is just controlling yourself. It's listening to your heart and doing what is smart. But you know, that sometimes we think Jesus does it all. He paid it all. And that's true to a certain point. But we've got to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So we've got to do something. And also says we overcome the devil and the revelations by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. If we're going to be afraid, to testify, we're afraid to do anything for Jesus, how are we ever going to do what God wants us to do? We can't be afraid. God has to help us to overcome and be strong. And the Lord wants to do that for us. Praise God. How much you're enjoying your salvation? I am. I never quit enjoying it. Sister Kim and Brother, I never quit enjoying my salvation. It's never got old. No. It's never got old. It's the sweetest thing that I have ever found. The Bible, the song says, salvation is the sweetest thing that mortal ever found. Have you read some of these old books? Have you, besides the precious Bible, have you read some of the history of the church? Have you read some of the people that were just all sold out for God? Read about them. The songs that Fanny Crosby wrote. Thousands and thousands. She's a blind woman, but God used her. She was born, you know, as a baby, she could see. But the doctors came and put something, a doctor came, put something in her eyes, and she went blind. But she never gave up on the Lord. Some people, that would discourage them, you know, but she never gave up on the Lord. She let the Lord use her life. And we say, well, how could she write songs? We couldn't even see. She had friends that had talents, that had musical talents, and she would tell them the words. And I'm sure they wrote them for her, and they published them. And she was very humble, and she didn't want the money. She didn't have a whole lot of money. She could have had a lot of money off of those songs, but that's not what she was wanting to do. She wanted to do it for the Lord. And there's one song that she wrote that says, "I shall see him face to face." That's who she wanted to see first of all. Someone asked her, what do you want to see when you get to heaven? Your eyes will be open. She goes, "I want to see Jesus." She said, "I will see him face to face and sing the song, Saved by Grace." Have you reveled in some of these songs, dear ones? You know, they talk about the cell phone being bad, but I'm going to tell you what. You can use that song for good. That's what I do. I look up hymns. Put in there hymn, the name of the title, or whatever you can remember, and you'll be surprised. You'll get all the words. You can get the history of the song, who wrote the song. It's amazing what we can do. Let's focus on the good instead of the bad. Let's focus on, we've got these to deal with. Let's use them for the glory of God. You can look up things about the history of the church. You can look up, it was amazing. I was reading about a sister that was a real good woman, and I wanted to know about her, so I can't think of right now who she was, but I looked it up. I saw her house. I saw where she lived years ago. It's amazing. I mean, I just revel in the history of the church. Get the joy out of your salvation. You know, get it, because it makes you so happy. I love all the songs. I love the people of God. I love the joy that they have. I just want to encourage you this morning. There is power in salvation. There is so power, and we have to have faith in God. We have to have faith. When we pray for the sick, we have to have faith. We don't always see it, but like we've heard testimonies, people were healed. We have to have faith. Faith is not what you can see. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are we diligent seeking the Lord? Are we praying enough? Or do we just, you know, whisper prayer is great. I whisper prayer lots of times. But we want to even do more than whisper sometimes. We want to spend some time with the Lord, you know. I love that song. Whisper prayer in the morning, noon, and night. Dear ones, we've got to put in some effort into this to get the joy that we want. The Lord wants you to be happy Christians. Who but the Christian is happy and free, filled with the glory of God? How many people are here happy? Are you happy this morning? Well, we can shout. We can praise the Lord. It's okay. It's okay. The Lord wants to hear our praises. He wants us to be full of joy. Praise God. Acts 3 and 19. Let's turn over here a little bit. Oh, I just thank the Lord this morning. This has been burning in my soul. I just hope that it encourages you this morning. I know it will. I just know it will. I know you'll get something to take home, to go on. You know, Monarch soon will be over. We're about over halfway through. But you know what? You can take something home with you, something that will be different, something that will be joyful, something that will cause you to endure unto the end. The scripture says, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. It's wonderful to get saved, dear ones. But you got to keep saved. And you know how to keep saved? You want to pray, right? And you want to pray a lot. And you want to pray. And you want to read your Bible. And you want to go after God. You know, lots of times people go after things. They go after all kinds of things in the world. They can go after fine homes, fine cars, food, all the restaurants in every corner. And they can just go after that. But let's go after God. It's okay to have some of these things and enjoy them. But God wants us to go after him first. He's the priority of our life. We want to please him. We want to please him. In Acts 3:19, it says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." You know, repent is to change. It is to be sorrowful, remorseful. It's be sorry that you sinned against God and you ask him to forgive you of your sins. And this is the way you get saved, is to really be sorry. The night I got saved, I remember I didn't really know how to pray very well. And so I just kept saying, "God, help me." Do you know, he saved me to the uttermost. I know you can't explain it either, what God exactly did, but you know it was the power of the blood. It was the power of the blood that came in and saved my soul and set me on the rock Then he just showed me the vision of the church and brought me to the saints, and he's done so many amazing things to me. That's why I'm so happy, because I know it was God, not me. It was God. And like the little girls were singing with the brother or their father, you know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And the other songs, they're so wonderful that God came looking for us. He came looking for us. He loves us, and he's still looking for you. He wants you to be joyful and happy and remember how much power that you have in Christ Jesus' blood. We had ordinance service yesterday, and we take some of representing the bread, the yeast bread and the unleavened bread and the grape juice represents the blood and the body. But you know how much power really that is that it came into your life? All this world, listen, we know, I don't have to name it, we know how much evil is in this world today. And we're not going to focus on that this morning. We're going to focus on the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the blood that saved us from sin, the power that's keeping us saved, that's keeping us encouraged, that's keeping us strength. I don't want anyone in here not to be saved. And I hope that you get saved if you're not saved. And if you are saved, I hope that you stay encouraged all the days of your life to your last breath. You pray for me. That's my desire, is to make it to heaven. I want to die the death of the righteous. I want to be saved to the very end until I draw my last breath. I'm looking forward. The song says, I am waiting. I am longing for the summons to come. Let me tell you, I am in a certain point. Yes, my flesh wants to be here with my family, but I know when this life is over in his perfect time, I'm willing. I'm willing to go to heaven. I'm not going to fight for this life. I'm willing to go to heaven, but not that I don't love my life, not that I don't appreciate it, not that I don't enjoy being with my family, but I know every one of us are going to die. I must die, but when? Every one of us in this building are going to die someday. When? We don't know. We don't know. We don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know what we're going to go through. But you know what? The most important thing is that you're saved. Know you're saved and hold on to that. Do everything you possibly can to hold on to your salvation, like we heard the other day. Be all in for God. Don't just try to do a little bit. But be all in for God. Get saved. Get baptized. Do what you're supposed to do. Get sanctified. Go on for God. Don't just get a little bit. Get all that God wants you to have so you can be so happy and full of joy. Praise the Lord. Acts 4 and 12, it says here, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. Let's read above there just a little bit. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom he crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's only Jesus. Jesus is our mediator. Jesus did it all. He paid for our salvation. I love him this morning. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that he came looking for me. And you know, I'm so glad he came for you too. And that we can be saved and enjoy our salvation and make heaven our home. I want to invite Sister Sarah, she here, to come up and sing a song. Is she here? Never give up. You know, we don't ever want to give up. We don't ever want to give up. You know, when I was a little girl, Mama would tell me sometimes, my mom is still living, she's 90 years old. And I had to go to, I wanted to go to her birthday party in West Virginia, and that's why I wasn't at Brother Philip's funeral that day. And I'm really sorry that I couldn't go both places, but the family was coming in. We planned it for months. And anyway, my mother's 90 years old. Sarah, come on. And she taught me. I had a habit of saying, she'd ask me to do something, I'd say, Mom, I just can't. Well, it wasn't I can't. I just didn't want to do it. And she said, Marcia, can't never could do anything. Don't ever say that word that you can't. I'm going to say today, you can be saved. And you can stay saved. And she's going to help this little Sarah. I love her. She's so sweet. And she sings for the Lord. And I don't know if you know all her testimony, but when she was a baby, she almost died. But God did a miracle on her and let her live. And that's why she was a sing for the Lord. And she's going to sing a song. I don't know all the words, so I'll just let her sing. But it's Never Give Up.
Never be sad or desponding. If thou hast faith to believe, grace for the duties before thee, ask of thy God and receive. Never give up, never give up, never give up to thy soul. Trust in the Lord and take heart.
Praise the Lord.
What if thy burdens oppress thee? What though thy life may be drear? Look on the side that is bright. Just pray and thy path will be clear.
Sarah, God bless you. I love her. She sings to us a lot. Her and Sister Clay moved to Guthrie. I just praise the Lord. Never give up.
Amen.
You know, never give up. Mama told me, don't say the word I can't. So I say, by God's grace, I can do it. Only by God's grace we can make it to heaven. We have power, dear ones. We have power in the blood of Jesus. There's no reason for us to give up.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're living in a world not so good sometimes, but we have a beautiful world too. We have beautiful trees, beautiful sky, beautiful sun, beautiful moon, beautiful rivers. I was studying some different times, and I think there were 61 verses in the Bible about rivers. Oh, praise God. I don't know if I read that scripture in St. John 7:38. But you know, there's so many rivers. So many rivers of the Lord, the river of salvation. 7:38, it says, he that believeth me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. It's a spiritual water. It's a spiritual flowing out of us. It's in wells of salvation. I'd like to read just a little bit in St. John 4 about the woman at the well. You know this woman? It says here that Jesus came to Jacob's well. Jacob's well was there. And the sixth verse, now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. And if you know about his disciples, they had went to town somewhere to get some food. But you know what? Jesus was working with this lady on salvation, and he had meat that they didn't know of. He was enjoying himself. And it says here, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh thee of me, which am I a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest. Can you imagine meeting Jesus that day at the well? This little lady, she's trying to get some water out of the well. And he's telling her, I've got better water than this. And we love this water. But God has a spiritual well of water in our souls. If thou knewest the gift of God, and who is it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. You know, our man reasoning, woman reasoning, whatever, what we reason in our minds sometimes, like, what are you talking about? This water's deep. This well is very deep. And, you know, she didn't understand at first. Like, what are you talking about? You know, it's deep. And then she says, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. The well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? For art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whoso drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him. In him. In her. Means the same thing. In her. In him. The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah. You need to be happy. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Okay, I understand. I want this water. I want this water that I won't thirst again. This spiritual water. And then he goes on to tell her about her life. But you know, she said, I have met a prophet. And she got so excited after she got saved, she went into the town to tell everybody that she had met a prophet that told her all the things she did in her life. You know, there's nothing in your life that you can hide from God. I love the scripture that said, man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows what you're thinking. He knows everything. And sometimes we don't think the correct things, and he has to correct us. But God wants us to sanctify our minds and think the right things. And it said, pull it in and your minds into the Holy Spirit thinking, right? That's what we got to do. We start thinking the wrong. Or thinking discouraging thoughts. We can't go there. I remember, I don't know. I it's only by the glory of God that I've never been depressed. But I know some people have a real problem or their mind is having a problem with this. But, you know, I read one time in one of the old books that this sister was having so much trouble with depression. And this brother, I know it was one of the old-time ministers, he didn't know how to deal with her because he'd never been depressed. So he went in his little study and he said, I'm depressed, I'm so depressed. He just kept saying it over and over till a spirit came upon him and he really got depressed. And he said, oh God, forgive me. I don't want that spirit. But dear ones, you could be battling just something in your mind. I know I'm going to give room for that. I'm not trying to be hard. But you know, sometimes we just listen to the enemy too much when we could just sing a song. And you know, do your weapons. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You got some power you can use. You got scriptures. You have songs. You can get things, and you need to praise him. I have received healings by praising him. Just praising God for the healing when I was in pain. And the Lord took it away immediately. When I just kept praying and God took it away. Something bad in Michigan and the Lord just healed me. Because we have to fight. And God does, he works different ways. Sometimes he heals us immediately, sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he works with us, you know, and that's up to God how he works with us. But you know, don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't ever give up because God is going to hear your prayers. Did you ever pray and you don't feel like your prayers are going anywhere? You're saying words? But what do? Do you quit praying because of that? No. Sister Kim, I love Sister Kim. You know, we just keep praying, don't we? And what happens? The flood one day when we're surprised. We're praying and the floodgates of heaven comes down. And God gives us joy for our mourning and beauty for our ashes. And he answers our prayers. And all of a sudden, my, where did this came from? God came and gave us a refreshing of the Spirit. Praise God today. God wants to give you the realization. I know you have it, but even more so, and I want to have it in my heart. The power, what we have, the power of salvation. The power, greater is he that's within you than he's in the world. The world, they're serving a different person. They're serving the devil. And God is greater than that. He's powerful than that. Oh, it's glorified. It's wonderful. The power of salvation. Don't ever forget. You have the power of salvation. He gives it to the saints. He gives us. He saves us. He sanctifies us. And he cleanses us. And we go into Canaan land. And sometimes there's giants there that we have to conquer. But you know, we conquer him in the name of the Lord. And I know one time I had a dream. This just comes back to my mind. I had a dream. I don't know what I was going through, but something. There was a big, heavy dresser. And I could see the devil coming towards me. He was just coming towards me. And I picked up this dresser. You know, I cannot pick up this pulpit. I don't know, maybe several men could pick up this. I don't know if it's fast enough. But you know what? A big, heavy dresser. There's no way I could pick it up. But I picked it up in the dream, and I threw it at the devil. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I have victory. And it smashed the devil. And praise the Lord gave me that dream. And he says, that's the power. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have the power to pick up that dresser. But I cause you to have the power in Jesus Christ to conquer and praise the Lord. And you know, he works with us. He gives us dreams. He I know there's many saints. And I'll tell you what, there's a couple saints in here. I don't know if they're both here today. But they heard angels singing. One of them was one of my daughters. And she was praying. She was going through a hard time. She was praying. And I would start praying for the Lord would send us a heavenly visitor. I said, Lord, send us a heavenly visitor. We need heavenly visitor, Lord, to encourage us. But I was kind of hoping I would get it. Sorry, but anyway, she got it. And afterward, I was very glad that she got it. She needed it more than me. And she said, Mama, she said, I woke up in the early morning. I heard some singing. It was so sweet. And she said, I listened, and it sounded like the most glorious singing. It was angels singing in her house. Angels singing. And she was real still for a while. And then she thought, I need to get up and see if I can find this, or, you know, whatever. She was just, you know how we are. It's something supernatural. And when she got up and walked out there, then it stopped. Saints, there's a real heaven. There's real angels. And another sister said she was driving in her car and she was singing a song about one of our songs in our book about angels. And she said she was going through a hard time too. And all of a sudden, she heard the angel choir singing with her. You would know her if I told you what. But I, you know. You. But anyway, she's one of the saints. And she heard, and I believe her. I believe her. I believe her. And I tell you one thing, I'm going to tell you this to encourage you. I lock my keys in my car, and that angel, and I don't feel worthy, but bless the Lord, I was in Oklahoma City years ago. My parents lived up there for a while. And I was looking for a trailer. I was looking for a used trailer for Monarch. That's what I was trying to do that day. And I locked my keys in the car accidentally, and I went into the store with my parents. And we started trying to figure out what we could do. And I thought, well, I could call Jerry, but he's busy working. He'd have to drive all the way to Oklahoma City. I know he'd be glad to do it for me, but I was trying to think if I could figure out a way for myself. And I thought, maybe I could call the police. You know, they have those slim gyms or whatever to get in your car. I'm trying to figure out everything, and I said, you know, let's just pray. And so we prayed, and I said, Lord, you can get us in that car. I don't know how, but you can get us in that car. And I said, Mom and Dad, you stay here. I'm going back to the car. I hadn't stood around the car. I had, you know, like told everybody my troubles. But when I got to the car, a man walked up to me, I remember he was well-dressed. And he said, do you need to get in your car? And I said, yes, sir. I remember calling him, yes, sir, because there was an awe about him. And he waved his hand on that car door, and the door opened. This is the truth now. You know, Sister Marsha will tell you the truth. And I opened the car, and I grabbed my keys. I turned around. I was going to thank this man. He had disappeared. I couldn't see him anywhere on the parking lot. Praise God! Amen. I had an angel visitor. You know, the song says, tell what he's done for you. I tell you, it'd be wonderful if God ordered that way. We could just have a testimony service and everybody tell what God's done for them. God has done so many miracles for all of us. It's not just me. I know that. I know that. I hear the saints. I hear them tell me. And, you know, I praise him every time I hear the saints rejoicing. But anyway, just if you need something from the Lord, I'm just about done here. I could just go on and on about the power of salvation. But, you know, this one song, I woke up one morning, and I'm just going to read the words. There is a river, and it flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to this water. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There was a thirsty woman. She was drawing from the well. You see, her life was ruined and wasted and bound for hell. Oh, but she met the master, and he told her of her sin. He said, child, if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. It kept coming to me. Maybe we could sing that. I think it's 4:11. Come and be saved. Thank you for allowing me to give my burden.